One of the best ways to keep your body healthy and maintain a good metabolic rate is to stay hydrated. All right, I know you probably didn't think about that, but it's important, and it's the reason why I'm talking about this right now, because you know it's getting warmer outside, so you're going to need more hydration, so because your body is warmer when it's warmer. And a lot of people are, you know, it's running season, a lot of people are exercising more, they're getting ready for the beach, so that means that you have to make sure that you are hydrated, because if you're not hydrated enough, then that means those exercise routines that you are doing are not going to be as effective, because guess what? Yo, what's going on, Brisnet? It's your boy, Jerry, the TRX for Washington here at General Fitness Company Studio. Today is Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. This is season 11, episode 48. And today we're going to be talking about hydration and weight loss. So, you know, this is back in the day, there's this thing called the water diet. People are doing this water diet. Essentially, they're just drinking water and, you know, kind of taking vitamins, and they're losing weight. And people are saying, how are they losing weight? And most people were thinking that is because you're satiated by drinking water, right? Essentially, you're not eating as much food. And so when you don't eat as much food, your body is going to lose weight. You know, you ingest less calories, you're going to lose weight. And of course, you know, they took the vitamins and nutrients that apparently that their body needs. So it wasn't too bad for their bodies. But today we're going to investigate why that water diet actually worked and how drinking water can actually help you maintain your weight. So we're going to be talking about that today. I think this is going to be a very interesting episode for everyone, because I found it quite interesting myself. I have a little pop quiz for you. Before we get into the episode, I want you to think about this and see if you can find the answer without looking it up, of course. What is the fattest animal? All right, so let's go and get this episode underway. Season 11, episode 48. And we're going to call this one Hydration and Weight Loss. Let's go! All right, so let's talk about this hydration and weight loss. I know, I don't know if you remember this, but I remember back in the 80s, there was this thing called like a water diet, and essentially people would just drink water and they would get nutrients through like vitamins and pills or whatnot, and they lost weight. A lot of people were losing weight, and it was like a thing. I don't know why it's not a thing anymore, but it could be because it's not healthy to just drink water. But this was essentially a thing that these people were doing, and essentially the explanation for why you would lose weight is because when you drink a lot of water, you'd be satiated, and your body essentially says, no more food. So, you know, you ingest less calories, and whether you are more active or not, you're going to lose weight. So, yeah, that's the end of this episode. No, I'm joking. Wouldn't that be funny? No, so that is one reason why you can lose weight through hydration. But there's another biological reason why we lose weight. And it actually goes back to who we are as animals. So first, let's talk about the fattest animal in the world. Can you guess what the fattest animal in the world is? It's a whale. And the reason why it's a whale is because whales, they swim through cold water. And when they swim through cold water, they need insulation. But that's only part of it. The other part is because fat holds water, but not in the same way that muscle holds water, all right? So let's go back to why they have that fat. So they are swimming in the water, right? They're swimming in the water. They are essentially saltwater animals, but they're mammals, so they don't drink salt water. They drink fresh water. So they get their hydration through, you know, marine life and icebergs and, you know, ice and glaciers and stuff like that. So that's how they stay hydrated. But of course, you know, how much water can you get from marine animals, and how much water are you going to be able to actually eat from ice and glaciers? Probably not that much. Probably, you know, quite a bit. But if you're a whale, you probably need a lot. So what happens is that, you know, the water essentially comes from these particular sources, and then the salt is filtered out, and the extra water, so to speak, is essentially what becomes fat. All right, so that's where we're going from here. So how do we get from fat to water to losing weight? All right, so we're back to the human beings. So what happens is that your water essentially is in your muscles as well as your fat. It's more readily available in your water, and it is released through your fat through a process called glycosis. And glycosis essentially is a metabolic process. It's how you get energy, and it's also what happens when fat is burned. You get water, it's expelled through carbon dioxide, aka your breath, your exhalations, as well as through sweat. All right, so that's why people kind of thought that the more cardio you do, the more weight you can lose. Because essentially, if you're breathing, you're doing cardio, you're breathing more, you're going to exhale more. You're going to exhale more water. You're going to have more need for your fat to be burned. Because essentially, you think about it, fat keeps you warm. Your body's saying, we don't need to be warm right now. Let's burn this fat. Okay, and now the water that's in your muscles is more readily available. So that's why they say, you know, your body's 80% water. So you have water in your muscles and then your fat that can turn into water. Okay, so stay with me here. What happens from there is that once your body, if you are not hydrated enough, your body is going to say, okay, we aren't hydrated enough. We need water to execute all of our processes because it's very important to your body, probably the most important thing for your body. You can go a long time without food. You cannot go nearly as long without water. So your body says, we need water. What are we going to do? We are going to slow down our metabolic process, meaning that we are going to slow down our fat burning process because that's where our water is coming from. We're going to slow down our heart rate, or at least try to slow down our breathing. Okay, so essentially you're going to be more lethargic, you're going to be sluggish. Your body's going to say, we need to slow down because we are not getting enough water, and if we continue going at this pace, we're going to die because we don't have enough hydration to make all our processes work without getting high blood pressure, because obviously you're going to get higher blood pressure because you have really thick blood. You don't have enough hydration going around in your blood. A lot of bad things happen. You don't drink water. So your body says, all right, we got to get this water from the fat. What we're going to do is we're going to slow everything down, slow all the metabolic processes down, and we're going to try to save this fat for as long as possible. So that's what happens essentially when you're not drinking enough water. You're essentially putting your body into survival mode. I'm sure you've heard of that before. That's essentially what happens when you don't eat enough food, not enough water. Your body starts to slow down, and then your body starts to break down the fats for energy into ketones, aka ketosis. All about that. We're not going to go into that too much. But essentially, my point here is that outside of eating less, one of the best ways to keep your body healthy and maintain a good metabolic rate is to stay hydrated. All right, I know you probably didn't think about that, but it's important, and it's the reason why I'm talking about this right now, because it's getting warmer outside, so you're going to need more hydration, because your body is warmer when it's warmer. And a lot of people are, it's running season, a lot of people are exercising more, they're getting ready for the beach, so that means that you have to make sure that you are hydrated, because if you're not hydrated enough, then that means those exercise routines that you are doing are not going to be as effective, because guess what? You're telling your body that we are under stress. And if you are not hydrated enough, your body is saying, oh no, we are under stress. We need to save this fat. So all you're doing is essentially telling your body that, you're maybe be sweating out a bunch of sweat, but your body is going to say, we're going to store this fat as long as possible. We're going to make make the hormones that are going to keep your metabolic rates low. It's going to say, we're going to also release hormones that are going to make you stay up late, which is going to affect your recovery, right? Because your body is saying, we are in fight or flight mode. We don't know when the next danger is coming. We're going to mess up our sleep schedule because we have to make sure that we stay alive. Because that's your body's job, is to keep you alive. So fat is, definitely not bad. That's it's a pretty good hydration source for your body. If you have enough fat, obviously it's a good thing, especially if you get sick. You don't want to be too not fat, because if you're sick, you're going to be very sick for a very long time because your body doesn't have any energy source to pull from. You're going to lose a lot of weight very quickly, and you're going to get very sick because your body is going to have no way of actually having any energy, you know, because when you're sick, who wants to eat? You know, you don't eat a lot of food and stuff like that. You don't get a lot of nutrients. So yeah, if you're, you know, if you're not getting enough hydration, if not, if you don't have enough fat on you, then you're going to have an issue when it comes to, you know, any kind of illness. So, you know, hopefully you stay healthy if you're trying to stay low on the fat end. You know, there's people that are bodybuilders and stuff like that. I hear stories all the time. Bodybuilders, when they get sick, they get sick a lot. And when they do get sick, it's very serious because of the fact that they don't have fat. And their body essentially breaks down the first energy source, which is muscle. And then if they don't have any reserves, then it just keeps on breaking down the muscle. And breaking down that muscle is definitely makes it very difficult for your metabolic rate to return to normal. So yeah, fat not necessarily bad. Too much fat, definitely bad. Not enough fat, also bad. So, you know, it's all, life's all about that happy medium, living in the middle. That's what it's all about. It's not black or white. It's not blue or red. It's gray and purple, you know? So you got to find that happy medium, what works for you. Extremes are always not that great. But at the end of the day, as to my point, make sure you're staying hydrated, especially in these days leading up to summer, as it starts to get warmer and you're starting to try to get ready for the beach. You want to make sure that you are hydrated before your workout, so your workouts are the most effective and you can keep your metabolic rate relatively static, if not going higher, because you are adequately hydrated and you are now working out consistently. All right, so hopefully this episode brought you value. I do appreciate you listening. If it brought you value and you think that other people might get value as well from this, feel free to share this episode or this podcast in general. I'd also love for you to leave that rating or review, you know, let people know what you think about it. You know, obviously you're sharing it so people that you know can know that you like it, and you write your rating and review so people that you don't know can know that you like it. And that would be awesome. That would be really meaningful to me. I would appreciate that a lot. Also, if you want to hear more of these, of course, click that subscribe button so you can be notified when the next episode hits the airwaves. All right, I'm out of here. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, keep good company.